You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Right. Well, in the house we've got Don, who's has arrived. Had a little bit of traffic problem, but he's here. We got Ivan over from the mines, and Phoebe was coming in, but she's just texted in that she's been caught up
on the freeway.
No, she's been caught up work-wise, Don. An important assignment's come up. I don't know what that means, but she was going to come in. Probably good she wasn't. Isn't in because you wait till I say what I'm going to say a little later.
Can I just say
a little later?
I thought she was. She comes from the west. There are four breakdowns.
Western Australia.
No, the west of Melbourne. There are four breakdowns on the freeways in Melbourne this morning. It is chaotic at the moment. Traffic going. It took me 2 hours today to come in, which normally takes.
And
one
if
hour.
You have a look at the absolute clowns that drive, who drive far too quickly, come up the inside lane, try and cut in when you're taking your turn with all the traffic, tailgate you. There is a wonder there's not more accidents.
And that's just the electric scooters.
Is there a law for motorcyclists?
Yes.
Coming in between you. Do they have to stay in the lane or are they can split legally... It. Able to go between cars.
Yes.
On the freeway. Oh. You know, pass. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly.
A bloke
what you're
came
saying.
Past me this morning, put the shits up me. I nearly drove off the road and revved his bike up as he went past. Oh, shit, what was that? And I went left. Mm. I could have finished up an accident, but he's going in between two cars.
Yeah.
Not waiting as we would have to wait for a gap and then go around a car. He's going in between the lanes.
There should be no rules for bike riders.
You what do you mean? There should be rules.
There should be no rules. Let them do what they like because in the end they'll kill themselves.
Yeah, but they're going to hold up the traffic in the
that's
meantime.
Right. So you just push them onto the side of the road and keep going. But if you're there that stupid and then that irresponsible, have no rules for them. Let them arrive as quickly as they like, wherever they like, and let them do whatever they like.
The potholes slow them down a bit.
Oh, well, they'll probably throw them off the bike. Now, Don.
Bloody potholes. Shit.
Don, I want to congratulate you again.
What for?
And you, Ivan.
Twice. No, are you all right?
Yeah. Well, do you remember I congratulated you? You didn't realise a few weeks ago when I said we now sponsor Netball Australia because the Andrews government stumped up.
I like netball. I like netball.
Well, anyhow, I congratulate you. I said, unbeknownst to everyone, we now sponsor...
I know. The $15 million that Hawthorn was supposed to get.
And the $15 million that Gina Reinhardt got knocked back on. So, and then the Andrews government stumped it up. And I said, well, congratulations. Yeah. We're now sponsor. So I'm giving you another congratulations
what
now,
for?
Don, because we were voted the friendliest city in the world. We were voted, Melbourne, Australia was voted. Second was Paris.
Oh, please.
And third was Denmark.
Oh, please.
And there was about 100, and we topped it. Now
what, they surveyed 10 people.
What?
They surveyed 10 people. Don't hang your hat on these stupid surveys.
I'm not, Don, I'm...
They're not even creditable.
Don, I'm telling you, mate, there was a survey. I'm doing tongue-in-cheek stuff here. Do you think... How would you quantify if Melbourne is the friendliest city in the world? This was a... Google it, Ivan, please.
Yep.
Google it. The friendliest city in the world.
It's a prop-up probably by the bloody... the town hall, the Lord Mayor's Department in Melbourne.
Ivan's going to tell you when he Googles it. It was
the source?
Exactly. He's going. So what I'm saying to you is congratulations again, Don. I hope they didn't show, seeing as we're the friendliest city. Did you see the altercation on the Cranbourne Golf Club golf course about two members or three members having a fight? about...
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
No, we didn't, I don't think.
Didn't we talk about how they've sold their... That was established by the Jewish community because they couldn't get into Melbourne established golf clubs.
No.
And they've just sold that for, I think, 150-odd million.
Now, just a minute, Ivan's got... Just a minute. We didn't speak about that. We spoke about the Jewish fraternity. We did speak about that. Ivan's got some news on the Jewish fraternity in a minute. Just a minute, Ivan, please. We spoke... This went round the world. This was an altercation.
Yeah, I saw it.
And with the friendliest city,
When we were playing golf at Huntingdale.
I hope they didn't show that when we were just announced the friendliest city in the world. And you know, we're giving out caps for people who. Tongue-in-cheek caps to people who say you can't be serious. Do you know who we should give a cap to? That's the captain of the golf club who was in between that altercation, and he let it go on for quarter of an hour. He should have stepped between the two combatants on the golf course and said, "Boys, I'm the captain of this club. For God's sake, stand back, shake hands, and let's get on with life." We'll give him a cap for being a dickhead. He should have been sacked, the captain, for not stepping in and halting the matter, nipping it in the bud. So we're giving him a "you cannot be serious" cap, and he joins Sally Cap, no pun intended, who said COVID was good for Melbourne. Pat Cummins, who took a knee for when the national anthem was being played for Australia, captain of the cricket side. Adam Bandt for not doing a press conference while in front of the Australian.
This is old stuff.
I'm just saying these are the caps that we're giving out.
Oh, you're going to give them out. But that's going to eat into our profit.
And we're giving out. No, we're not going to give them one.
Can we get a sponsor?
We're just theoretically giving one, and we're giving one.
As well.
We're giving one to the captain of the Cranbourne Golf Club for not stepping in and saying, "For God's sake, boys, stop acting like clowns."
Jeez, I wonder social media if it was around. What, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, they would have captured you throwing that 9-iron or wedge on the par 3 at Huntingdale in the club championship. You launched that and it reached the green after a bad shot. Do you remember that shot,
Don, when I was yes, make up anything you like.
I was your caddy that day and I was sitting there and I thought, shit, there's a boomerang coming down the fairway. It was you with your golf club throwing.
And we're going to...
your temper hasn't changed at all.
And we're going to give the head of the AFL a cap later.
No.
No, mate, we are.
No.
You wait till we get on. You wait till we...
Do you think he'd wear it to the polo?
No, we won't be giving it to him.
Why?
But we wouldn't...
He could wear it to the polo in South America.
We're giving theoretical caps. Now, Ivan, was I correct about Melbourne winning the... Go ahead.
Well, I'll just read it out. I don't know if you're correct. Melbourne has a... had an impressive 2022. One of the neighbourhoods was named the coolest in Australia. It was then awarded the title of the most LGBTQIA plus minus.
ABCDEFG.
The alphabet sexes,
friendliest city in Australia. And the fourth worldwide. And a Melbourne barista was even crowned the champion of the world.
Ivan, I said we were the friendliest city in the world. You said we're fourth. Did I get that wrong?
Melbourne triumphed over 23 of the most visited cities around the globe, including Sydney.
Well, so that's correct. Who did the survey? Did the Melbourne City Council do the survey? Who did it? It was a worldwide body, wasn't it, that went round all the cities in the world and said we were the friendliest?
I'm still waiting for the internet to load up.
Well, when you get some more information...
Why don't they clean up the buildings in town?
No, you did that last week.
I know, but they should.
Now, in deference to the doc... Yeah, the doc. No, I know. It's fair enough you say which doctor, because we've got Dr. James Stewart, who's coming in next week, because we've got more questions about the marijuana.
Dr. Barney McCusker.
Dr. Nicole.
Dr. Nicole, there's a blast
from the past.
Yes, just coming off left field. Jeez. Dr. Nicole. That's Dr. Nicole. Didn't you ring Dr. Nicole up and ask
her about a bike riding?
Yeah, I think that was just a...
a roost, do you reckon?
A roost. A ruse. Not a roost. You'd like to give her a roost. not a, it was a ruse, Don. I think that was just a way of having a chat to her.
It wasn't, and my the doc, friend, because I was into...
And the doc gave you short shrift, not short shift, short shrift. That's one of the most commonly mispronounced sayings.
What? What's the word?
It's not short shift, it's short shrift. It's a bit like a blue riband event instead of a blue ribbon event. And there's a whole lot of them. And, that they're all,
and you'd know them all.
I'd know. I would know them all, Don. Yeah. Only because...
you sit in your office by... I mean, your unit by
haven't
yourself.
Haven't got an office, Don.
Well, it's... you sit in this warehouse by yourself just going through the dictionary.
My brother was a solicitor. My brother was a...
I did a double take then.
My brother was a barrister and he had an office. My sister was a solicitor, but she didn't have an office. That's a joke. Now, Don... So congratulations on being the friendliest city in the world, and we're giving a cap to the captain of the Cranbourne Golf Club, who should have stepped between those two. But that went round the world. That two people fighting on the golf course, and I know you say I fight on the golf course. I don't. So
you just throw your clubs and swear.
So in deference to the doctor Ben Fordham from Sydney and his lovely, charming bride Jodie. Well, we don't know Jodie. I've done a bit of research on Jodie. She's right up there. She's as smart as
I
a,
think he's. I told you he's batting
smart
above
as
his
a
average.
Whip, and a fair looker too, Don.
Oh, really?
Well, she does the news on the for
Hang
the plane.
On the
for,
what?
On the plane.
What
when
plane?
I catch the plane and the 5 a.m. news.
Okay, so she's on
Jodie.
Qantas. Is
she
on
she,
Channel
how
9
she
News?
Do the news when she's renewing of wedding vows every 5 minutes.
No. Well, they do the
what,
news.
What
the gets,
wedding vows?
The news gets pre-recorded and put on the Qantas planes. I
yeah, but
presume,
she's
doesn't
busy,
it?
She'd be busy. Preparing
she'd be busy with the doc.
And
she'd be busy with the doc. Anyhow, the doc said never mention all the shout-outs and all that crap. Get on with some substance.
Oh, yeah, you and the doc are both control freaks.
Get on
it's
with some substance. But I have to mention this just for a start.
What?
MichaelChristianMenswear.com.
Yeah, they make the hats.
They make the hats and the bucket hats, and he is now embarking... Don, I was sent the proofs. He is now embarking on making some polo T-shirts or polo knits. You know, what do you call that shirt?
Shit.
Polo shirt.
You call it shit, Don, do you? Well, he's bigging out.
It's not colourful
he
enough.
He is making the shirts red with the white writing, "You cannot be serious," on it. And he's going to package them up. He thinks there'll be a big market. He said because... The hats are going out like hot cakes, as they say. We're into our fifth.
Well, I think these are a lost leader.
We're into our fifth, when I say we, Mick's into his fifth run of the caps. And he wants me to give, and he said he's inundated, this is what Mick says, inundated with people sending him in blue jokes, you know.
I think Mick's full of shit. Mick and he's a frustrated comedy writer.
Well, no, but he says there's people from all over Australia, in fact the world, sending him in blue material, and he showed
me... He'd
be
making it up himself.
He showed me a picture...
He's a bit bent, that man.
Tell me if I'm making this up. He showed me a picture of a bloke...
Oh, geez.
He showed me a picture...
Thank God this isn't visual.
Oh, jeez.
He showed me a picture of a bloke gardening...
Sure, that's not him.
He showed me a picture. He sent it on
the... Do you think the wife would take that photograph?
He sent it over on the phone. And he said...
Maybe you can put that up on your Twitter account and say, this is Michael.
Could we give a shout out to Glenn Dodds of Queensland? And then he says, here's a picture here. He says, below is one of the many messages I've discussed. And there's a picture. I don't know if this is Glenn or not, but this is a bloke here with his ort. He's gardening in the nude and he's on his hands and knees and his plums.
Looks a bit like you.
There's a photo taken from the back view and his plums are actually hanging onto the grass.
Well, he's well endowed.
Well,
with a You Can't Be Serious hat on.
He could have put a You Can't Be Serious hat over his plums and that would have kept him off the damp grass. But so I'm not sure how low someone's plums can hang, but there's a fair swing margin on this. So that's Mick. So I'm just saying that if... You want to give someone, seriously, Don, if you want to give someone a quirky Christmas present, You Cannot Be Serious hat would be a very good thing, because then when they speak shit to you, you can just point to your head and say, And you don't have to say anything. It's a tacit thing, Don, unspoken. You can say, you cannot be serious.
Actually, the two guys, yeah, okay.
So, and he's bringing out the T-shirts, the crew neck, not the V-neck, crew neck T-shirts. With
crew necks as well.
Crew neck. That's
so we're doing a whole fashion range. We've got crew neck polos. We've got bucket hats.
Giggle hats.
And peak hats.
Just hats.
That's five different lines.
No, there's not. There's just crew neck shirt. Red with well, you cannot shit. Be serious. They're shit, are they not?
Well, you haven't know, just seen them. That's just a bloody crew neck with a bit of writing across.
Well, as opposed to any other crew neck with got writing on
it. Hang on, you said it was polo, the collar. We had a meeting about that. I'll ring him.
You have a meeting. What would you have a meeting about? I don't even have a. He just sends them over and says, we're doing this.
So he's just doing his own thing.
He wants me to ratify it. I'll show you. Well, here, I'll show you. Just while you're talking, Don, you can
What see. About a shout-out? We've done our shout-outs.
Yeah, there's the photo of the bloke kneeling down with his plums on the ground. You showed me that. Well, here's the photo of the T-shirts, right? There's one there. Go on, have a look. Have a look at it.
Oh, Ripper.
So it's not shit. So it's got a nice collar on it. Look.
That's a polo if it's got a collar
it's
on
not
it.
It's not a... God, it's a fucking... It's a crew neck T-shirt.
Well, it hasn't got a...
You're the great fashion guru.
It's going to be on for young and old now.
You were in fashion, old Don. And old. Just tell
yeah, that's just the old T-shirt, crew neck T-shirt.
That's what I said. It's a crew...
Well, you're talking about polo one. Jeez.
He was thinking of making polo ones, and I said, no, let's just go with those first.
Oh, man. Did you? Right, you're in control again. You're happy?
He's doing it all. Happy? It's him. We get nothing out of it. Mick's just doing it because...
What, to amuse himself? He's got nothing else to do.
I've got a feeling he's doing it. I've got a feeling he's doing it to amuse himself.
Might save him blowing his brains out.
So James Stewart, the doctor...
Oh, Jimmy, how is he?
He's coming in next. Week again oh, because good. We've had another inundated with questions about the marijuana oil yeah. And I said no, we're not going to give out medical advice, we're going to get him to come in.
I've got a few other problems too I might talk to him about.
Not, I'm sure marijuana oil wouldn't fix the problems you're talking about, Don. I'd go down to the chemist and get some ointment if I was
you. What about Paul and Jack, can we give them a shout out? They're 2 years. I didn't realise we appeal to a younger audience. Maybe Jack and Paul and Jack are the only two young people that listen to our show.
They're
tradies down on the peninsula. I saw them at Boundary.
Are they an item?
Boundary. Well, that's a very good point. I didn't ask them.
Wouldn't matter if they were. Are they non-binary?
I don't know.
Or are they in a same-sex relationship?
That's a very, very good... They're tradies. I suppose it doesn't stop you.
No. Just
tradies? You're a tradie. Can be anyone you like, Don.
I know you could. You've made me stop and think. But I never question. I just take people on face value.
Well, we all take people on face value, but it's interesting to know if they're an
Paul
item because we can give them a shout-out and say happy anniversary or something.
Outside Wombat Coffee Lounge in Boundary Road. Dramana.
Why do they call him Wombat?
Eats roots and leaves.
Well done, Don. Came in beautifully. I'm only going to mention this again because we did say a friend of yours who is a coach of a football club and you train his daughter horse riding.
No. She's given the horse riding away.
She's given you away or the horse riding?
The horse riding. Concentrating on netball.
I see. So
very good netball.
So Ross Lyon. Mm. It's not Lions, is it? It's Lyon. No S on it.
Lyon.
Lyon, as in
Gary
and Ross.
Lyon.
Gary and Ross.
Gary.
Ivan's got some news about Gary Lyon.
I took both those boys away to Ireland. Did you realise that? I had two Lions in the team. Gary and Ross, when they were youngsters, we went to Ireland to play Gaelic football.
Little daughter said to... her mother, how do lions make love? And her mother said, I don't know, your father's in Rotary.
Did you write that?
Don, so we're mentioning Be Fit Foods, which is Kate Save.
Now, you know...
Not sure how much more we'll be mentioning.
Can I tell you something about that Be Fit Food?
Well, jump in before I tell you why I've mentioned it.
Because we were going to try. Office Works. office works are using this, or they're helping their employees. Now, up till Christmas, apparently, you know, a lot of these companies are worried about their health of their workers, and they put in gymnasiums and all the rest of it.
Yep.
But office
gymnasiums.
Works...
Gymnasiums. Gymnasiums, Don.
Well, I don't speak with that. Did you, you learn
you don't
that
speak
affectation?
At all properly. Go ahead.
I haven't got that affectation. Anyway, what they're doing is helping by what they put in their mouth. And they're subsidising, to apparently, for a couple of months, all the employees who've got a problem with their weight or whatever it is, with this BeFit Foods. And so they'll go halves with their employees if they get on the program. So that's an interesting one, isn't it?
It is interesting, Ivan. And you were going to ask Ross Lyon if he'd like to embark on a weight loss program. You said he was overweight. I've seen him. I don't think he's overweight, but you said he was a bit portly. And he might want to get in shape for when he takes on the cudgels, takes up the cudgels of coasting.
I think he wants to know if there's a rub in it.
So what? What's that, Don? What did you say then?
Just replay the tape. Don't question.
Are we recording?
Replay the tape. What do you want to hear what you said? Well, I'm asking
I'm not repeating
you,
it.
Does he want a rub out of it? What's that mean? You were going to see if he wanted to embark on a weight loss program, because you said he was a bit sharp around the general smuts area, and he might want to get into shape when he coaches St Kilda so he can rush out and have a kick with the boys. And I said, well, why don't we get Kate to give him a program and we can monitor him, if you like, Don.
Each week. This would be fun.
Each week. So, do you remember, what about the whinging, whining, Susie O'Brien has come out and said that there's 500 males.
Who's Susie O'Brien, please? You give
us
a background.
She's that whinging, whining, hysterical shrew who writes crap for the paper. And
what paper?
The Herald Sun and opinion pieces.
Well, I think you're a little bit harsh. Why wouldn't you just say Susie O'Brien? You don't have to put your...
Well, I'm telling you what I think of her. She's a whinging, whining shrew.
We don't know.
And she said there's 500 male statues and only 9 female statues, and goes on with chapter and verse but doesn't mention who should be a female statue-esque person to be erected around the city. There's 500 males and 9 females, but doesn't offer anyone she might think would qualify to have a statue put up. And I can tell you one thing, Don, that when they do put a female statue up, it will be a deserved Aboriginal woman. That you can bet that will be the next statue that goes up, the way we're headed.
Truganini?
I think he was male.
No,
he could have been non-binary.
She was the last Indigenous female in Tasmania, and I think King Billy was the last male in Tasmania, Indigenous.
So getting on to that, now I know exactly what I'm saying, so don't think I'm speaking and shouldn't be saying this. I know exactly what I'm saying. Mark Knight, do you know who Mark Knight is?
Yeah, we've had him on the show.
We have. He's a cartoonist.
And a very nice fellow.
Anyhow, he was taken to task by Parks Australia because he did a cartoon of Ayers Rock or Uluru. And they said you cannot do a cartoon of Ayers Rock or Uluru. You have to have a permit to do a sketch of that rock. Do you know that? And they wanted it withdrawn and taken down from the Herald Sun because he did a cartoon. Remember, he did a cartoon also of Sabrina Williams, making her look
so
like...
Who?
Sabrina Williams, the tennis player, and all hell broke loose because he did a caricature of her outstanding...
So what was the name again? I thought she was an English model, Sabrina, back in the 50s.
Serena. Well done, Don. Yeah. Thank you for correcting.
I was going back to the 1950s. You remember Sabrina, the blonde lady?
I do remember her. What was she noted for?
Well, she was noted for her breasts. How did she enlarge them back in the 50s?
I think she got someone...
Because that was before plastic surgery.
I think she
was
got it? Someone to blow them up. She used the little... I said there was she had no nozzles on them and people put their lips over them and blew them up. Yes. Those little
cosmetic
nozzles.
Surgery wasn't around in the 50s. Do you remember? I think she came to Australia, didn't she, Sabrina?
Yep, all three of them. Both of them came out. Now, Don, I'm sorry, you quite...
Jane Mansfield, Marilyn Monroe, I think Sabrina was another. She was just there for her looks, I think.
That's all right.
She Sabrina. Was there. So you're quite right, Serena Williams.
Yeah. Serena.
Was it Serena?
Serena.
Was it Serena? I said Sabrina.
Oh, yeah. You're really on the ball. She's
no, you're on the ball because you're correcting me. Well done. So Mark Knight did a cartoon of Serena, or was it the other
Serena.
Woman? What's her sister called?
Venus.
No, she did one of Serena. Yeah. And all hell broke loose because he highlighted all her all her sort of points about having...
How would he go with you?
You know when
you
know when you do a caricature, you exaggerate all your facial and physical features.
Come on, he hasn't done one yet
of Johnny.
Mm. Yep,
he'd have a plastic bag with a couple of slits in it.
Yeah, Don,
for your head.
So people would, no one would worry about that. They'd say, "Oh, that's not maligning you," and I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't worry.
No, I wouldn't, Don. But everyone, so he did. Did a caricature of Serena, and all hell broke loose because he accentuated all her physical and facial features, and so he was asked to take down the cartoon of Ayers Rock of Uluru. Now, honestly and truly, do you think this has got out of hand? Could I just say before I start this that my greatest hero in life, besides my parents or my family, is a Polly Farmer, an Indigenous man from Western Australia. I'm about to tell you where this is headed.
Who I think played for South Freo.
He did.
The Bulldogs.
No, I don't think he played for South Fremantle.
Mm-hmm.
I'll Google
that.
This one. Yeah, it was right. West Perth, right.
We'll
wasn't
have
it?
To clear this one.
The Blue and Golds or East Perth?
And I'm going to mention this as well. Have a guess who said this.
Go.
Just before. I just think of myself as an Australian. I don't go in for all this black and white thing. To me, we're all Australians.
Jacinta Price.
Lionel Rose said that. And Jacinta Price, who is an Aboriginal parliamentarian, said that we should not keep going on with all this divisive bullshit. They were my words, bullshit. Divisive stuff, and that's why she said The Voice, which is now being put before Parliament. She said that is just nonsense. We are all Australians. So here's Mark Knight has been asked not to do a caricature of Uluru because Parks Australia, it's our rock. It's our Australian rock. No one built it. It was there. So why can't he do a caricature? What has it got to do with anyone saying you can't draw a caricature of a rock? No one built it. No one constructed it at all. And so this is where it is headed. No one pushes back on it, but we are, having just said that I'm a great fan of Polly Farmers and Lionel Rose has all said this. The AFL, do you know
Ivan.
Oh, right, yes, you're
Come
right.
On,
so
Ivan.
He played for West Perth, then he played for Geelong, and then he went back to East Perth.
Thank you very much, Ivan.
Yeah, okay. Well done.
Oh,
back to you, Sam.
Sorry. I was just on. So the AFL, something? Don, did you know the AFL have bought out a fixture for 2023 and it's got all the grounds where the games are to be played and it's got the Aboriginal names of the grounds?
Bullshit.
I'll show you.
You've got to be You have got to be joking.
You can't be serious.
You can. This is why.
Oh, come on.
Do you remember I said I was going to give
Come
the,
on.
Do you remember I said earlier I was going to give a cap to the CEO of the AFL?
You're not serious.
I'm going to show you. Do you know we're going to give a cap to the CEO? I said we're going to give a cap, an imaginary cap.
The MCG. What do they call the MCG?
Oh,
they've got that name on the outside of it.
Just a minute. Don, I said I was going to give a cap to the CEO of the AFL, and you said, oh, why would we? Because he is this slobbering suck-up.
Oh, shush, shush.
He is a slobbering suck-up.
Watch your language.
That's
language. Young people listen to this.
What? Who does?
Young people.
Don, let me just go through what's going on in the community, and we're putting up with it. Because we're all Australians. I'll just you keep saying to me that I'm making all this stuff up.
Now, listen, while you're trawling through that...
There you are. Have a look at that. There's the names. They're the names of the stadiums.
Give us a look.
Right.
How can I read that?
Oh, well...
Warren Didgeridoo. That's Melbourne, isn't it?
Well,
I see
the
that on
stadiums
here.
Where the games There's are being Warren played are all got their Aboriginal names.
Caruna or something, Adelaide Oval.
And you...
Warren Didgeridoo. See, there's a few games played at Warren Didgeridoo.
Well...
Yugga...
That's the Melbourne name, because whenever you fly into Melbourne, they say... Well,
there's the other
Warren
thing. When you fly in on an aeroplane now, Don, they say... We're landing, and what that has just crept in. Everything is, they just keep, we just keep pushing and pushing this divisive nature that we're embarking on in this country. As Lionel Rose said, we're not black and white, we are Australians. And yet,
this is bullshit.
People are going out of their way to divide this country.
Yeah,
and it's
bullshit,
and that's the first, that's that man who runs this competition who took us to court. For daring to have a conversation about why Nicky Winmar lifted his jumper, and we said nothing more than if that's what Winmar said, that's what he meant. But the overwhelming majority of the people who saw that game said it wasn't about that, but we didn't say that at all. But we were asked to take the podcast down because in case people listened to it and thought, how could you get into trouble for saying that? And then they built a statue over in Perth. Of Winmar standing there, and they what
at Optus Stadium,
showing that it was about him pointing to his skin.
Yeah, but I was more worried about the point of law about how you don't know how what a person's thinking is. That do you remember something about that,
mate? They just made this so McLaughlin and his and his scatty little scatty little lawyer, they contrived. To make throw Sheehan, you and I under the bus for having the most legitimate conversation you could have, just because they are slobbering suck ups to a thing that's going on. It just keeps going on, Don. You've got the AFL fixtures. You've got Mark Knight being told he can't do a caricature of The Rock. We had the Adelaide saga.
Asperger's kicked in, hasn't it?
Do you remember the Adelaide?
It's just unbelievable.
Do you remember Adelaide?
Can't have it diagnosed.
Do you remember
or treated?
Do you remember the Adelaide training saga a couple of years ago?
Walking across the coals.
That was brought back to an Indigenous. That was brought
talking ba- about. Hang on, just talking about that. I read in the paper North Melbourne have gone over. Overseas somewhere, they're walking through snow or something. How does that help you for pre-season camp? How does that help you for football?
Do you remember the media went berserk when Maurice Rioli's wife came with some ripped jeans and Jeff Kennett said, do you want some loose change to sew them up?
Cyril? No, that's Cyril.
Oh, Cyril.
God, you're getting ratty.
Yeah, I know.
How old are you?
But I tell you what.
Why don't you have a notepad and just write all these things down before you come in?
I tell you what.
Sabrina Williams... We've got Maurice Rioli.
Yep.
I tell you why I'm going ratty, Don.
You are.
Because
write things down.
We're getting hoodwinked by the people who keep pushing this nonsense. And everyone accepts it. Do you remember Harry O'Brien? Remember the saga
No, it's not Harry.
Kerry.
No, it's not. It's Hertia Labumba.
All right. Heretia.
Heretia.
Do you remember Heretia Labumba? Heretia Labumba?
Yeah, we don't have to go through this.
Went on about the racism at Collingwood, and yet in the AFL publication, which is the football record, he said his desired and preferred nickname was Chimp. And
You've told us this.
Yep.
Because you're just going. You're like an old record.
I'm.
What are you doing?
I'm listing the nonsense that we put up with, and no one pushes back on it because they think, oh, we'll be accused of being a racist or xenophobic or something. And it just goes on and on, and I'm giving you some examples. Well, Clarkson and Fagan, who were absolutely maligned for that nonsense about saying that they should kill their...
What has happened to that court case?
Yes, exactly. That's all gone quiet.
Hang on, let's,
I'll tell
on,
you what's happened to it. No what? One is game to put their name...
Put their name to it. But we could have said that. I said it initially, or we said it initially, until you can actually substantiate the accusations, you haven't got a case.
So, Don, you keep saying, why do I keep bringing this up?
The other interesting one is Brittany Higgins, too.
No, just keep on the...
That's another thing. Just it's keep all on the trial by media, it's, isn't it?
Just keep yep. on the Indigenous yep. stuff for the a minute.
No. There's something broader than that, Jim.
No,
it's not only... It is also yeah. trial by media. Our media is out okay. of hand.
So Clarkson and Fagan, Harry O'Brien, the ripped jeans saga, the Adelaide training camp, Winmar, Adam Goods, Mark Knight, Uluru, the AFL putting... where does this start? It is just absolute... It is pandering to bullshit. Seriously. And we Jacinta Price says this is nonsense. And if you can't take it from her, who can you take it from? This is the paranoia of people trying to look as though they're feigned indignation of what's going on. And you're quite right about what you said just then about Brittany Higgins and all that. Where's that gone? That's just an absolute beat-up.
Well, you could tell that was... going off the rails when all the politicians were backing away from her. You knew something wasn't quite right.
Eddie Maguire was rounded out of Collingwood for nothing, for no reason at all, because whatever you said his name was, Labumba, they said he was a racist and he was in charge of... mate, honestly, you can't make this stuff up. And we asked...
Bring yourself up to date. Bring something else new to the table.
And we asked that feckless weasel who... Remember I asked... what's his name? The restaurateur... Who I asked for a...
George Columbaris.
No.
Jesus.
Bill Ferg.
No, friend of Mick Sheehan's and... what's his name? Fuck, I can't think of his name.
You sit at home doing nothing all day. I've just and told I asked you, him, I asked take him a little for pad around with you and a pen and write these things down because your memory's going. You're going ratty.
So when I
who's
said...
Who's the restaurateur?
Restaurateur, Don. No, there's no N in restaurateur. It's restaurateur.
We better clear
it
up.
I said restaurateur. Shut up.
It's a restaurateur. Anyway, it's not a restaurateur. It's a restaurateur.
Something more relevant as far as I'm concerned.
But when I said about the AFL and the names, you said, oh, bullshit. And I'm telling you... I'm just giving you a list of things that we put up with that are absolutely bogus and bullshit, and we get keeps making headlines, and you think, what? That's just nonsense. And why do we put up with it? We've got people saying, okay, don't divide the community. On. We are Australians.
You're becoming boring.
We want to live under one flag instead of having three flags fly atop buildings. We just want the Australian flag there. And I know exactly what I'm saying, and I'm very happy to say it.
What about the weather?
No, oh, don't talk about that.
Why?
Well, I've just spent 7 days in 41 degrees.
Do you know, this weather made me look up a poem we quoted in the past, and it's called My Country. Now, when we were at primary school, we got the abridged version of My Country. Dorothy McKellar, she was on, so I Googled it. She comes from Gunnedah, by the way, outback New
speak
South
into
Wales.
The
will you shut up?
Speak into the microphone.
Jeez, you're a control freak.
Mate, you're speaking 2 feet off mic. For God's sake.
And the poem was written while she was travelling with her father through Europe.
Read it out.
In 1908, I think it was published in 1908. And there is a complete verse...
Read it out.
...prior to what we got at school.
Read it out.
I can't because I can't work the internet.
So you've brought up a topic about
now,
the poem.
I'm just saying
and
to you,
can't
go
read
and
it
Google
out
it, or people go out and Google
you
it.
You tell me to write things down. You've brought up a topic and it's going
and
nowhere.
And I'll just go anyway. The reason I did that was because of the extremes in the weather. Do you know birds are dropping out of the sky in New South Wales because it's 36 degrees at the moment?
Yeah.
The weekend was unbelievable. And now we're back to cold again.
And I've got pelicans in the desert.
Well, you, there you go. But
there we go.
You are so you talk about me writing things down. You've brought a topic up about there's a poem that Dorothea McKellar wrote, and there's a verse, and I said, "Well, read it out, Don." You say, "I can't work the internet."
How do I talk again?
Hey,
give me that.
Get the poem up, hold it. Get it
shit,
up.
Shit, he's not Rod Law.
No, that's true, right. Thank Christ.
I'll need another iPad here.
Get Dorothea McKellar's poem up and you'll read it out, Don.
There's one word I don't know how to pronounce. Copice? C-O-P-P-I-C-E. She used that word. How do you pronounce that? C-O-P-P-I-C-E.
No, I'm not sure, Don.
She used it in the opening stanza in...
Open stanza.
Opening stanza in the poem.
Okay.
When she's comparing England to Australia. And then she goes on with, "I love a sunburned country." And she describes it as...
In copes.
Your crosswords, come on.
Well, I think it's copes.
C-O-P-P-I-C-E.
Copes, I don't know where you say...
Copus.
Copes.
What have you got, Ivan? Have you got the poem yet? It's My Country, Dorothy McKellar.
Sorry, I'm not as good as
it
the rocker.
It was printed initially over in England, then it got airplay
copus.
Over...
Copus.
Copus?
Copus. Copus, I'd say. Copus.
Come on, have you found it?
Yep.
Jeez, well, right, I'll give it to Don. He's going to read out the first...
Oh, give us it, Ivan.
Give it,
there
give
we go.
It, read
okay,
it out.
Okay, here we go.
This will be good. Have a listen to this for mangling English language.
The love of field and copus. Hang on.
Coppice.
Is it coppice? What does coppice mean?
If you give it back to me, I can...
No, go on, Don.
Of green and shaded lanes, of ordered woods and gardens, is running in your veins. Strong love of grey-blue distance...
A thicket of dense growth is what a coppice is. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
That's what you want to know what it was. Start again.
It? Okay.
Listeners, everyone around the world, this is Dorothy McKellar's opening stanza of her poem, "I Love a Sunburnt Country," and read by Don Scott.
The love of field and copus.
Coppice.
Coppice.
Continue.
How many times do I have to tell you what the word
is? Take three.
Listeners around the world, take three. This is Don Scott reading Dorothea McKellar's "I Love a Sun." I'm sorry. "I Love a Sunburnt."
No, hang on. Let me start. I'm reading
"I Love a Sunburnt Country." I'm sorry,
Freudian slip. And our readers, remember our readers. We got the education department edited the first version.
And
the first stanza
words coppice,
or verse.
Go ahead.
The love of field and copus.
Copus.
Of green and shaded lanes, of ordered woods and gardens, is running in your veins. Strong love of grey-blue distance, brown streams and soft dim skies. I know but cannot share it. My love is otherwise. I love a sunburned country, a land of sweeping plains, of rugged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons. I love her jewelled sea, her beauty and her terror. The wide brown land for me. A stark white ring-barked forest, all tragic to the moon. The sapphire misted mountains of hot gold hush of noon. Green tangle of brushes where the lianas coil. The orchids deck the treetops and the ferns the warm dark soil. Core of my heart, my country, her pitiless blue sky.
Pitiless.
Pitiless, pitiless. What does that mean?
Pitiless or pitiless?
Pitiless.
Keep going, you're going well.
Wearing a piddle.
When sick at heart around us, we all see cattle die. Oh, shit, she's getting heavy here.
Is that part of it? Oh, shit, she's heavy here?
No, she said we see the cattle die. But then the grey clouds gather and we can bless again the drumming of an army, the steady soaking rain. That is Australia, isn't it?
What's that?
Like, done? She's just talking about drought.
Yes.
The next minute we got floods.
Yes.
Core of my no heart, more. My country, no, Don, the please. Land of rainbow gold, for flood and fire and famine, she pays us back threefold. Over the thirsty paddocks, watch out. After
Tune
many days, the filmy well
reading, maybe
of greenness
of the Jabberwock.
That thickens as we gaze. Final.
Right.
An open heart, opal, an read opal-hearted out. Country, a windful,
I'll
lavish
I'll give you
land.
One to read, Don.
All of you who have not loved her, you will not understand. Through the through earth holds many splendours. Whenever I may die, I know the brown country.
Don,
I didn't realise it was so long.
I'll give you one to read.
Dorothy McKellar.
Ivan's going to get up the Jabberwock.
The what?
The Jabberwock.
What's that, a bird?
Famous Australian poem. I think it's Australian.
The Jabberwock?
The Jabberwock.
Who's this?
This is Ivan's.
Ivan, there you go. We know what coppice.
Coppice. It's a thick thicket of shrubs.
Well, that
shrubs.
Must grow in England or Europe.
The Jabberwock. You love the Jabberwock. What is the Jabberwock? Where is the Jabberwock? Jabberwock. Is a nonsense poem written by Lewis Carroll, so it's not Australian. Just hang on a minute. You wait till you read the words of the Jabberwock. Get the words of the Jabberwock up, please, Ivan.
Yes, boss.
Now, Don, well done. A poem reading, very good. Here's a retired hostess. Airline hostess. You can say hostie if you like, or an in-flight attendant, man or woman. Is this the Jabberwock? This is the Jabberwock, Don.
I was more interested in the hostie.
I'm going to do it.
But so was I.
This is a poem.
You're everywhere. You're like a
'Twas brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe.
What?
All mimsy were the Boris Grove at a moment from outrage. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jabberwock, bird, and shun the famous Bundersnatch. That's
Is he on drugs?
I think he was, and they said it was a nonsense poem.
Lewis Carroll.
Lewis Carroll. No, so here's a hostess who has just recently retired and has written a book of travellers and airline passengers to beware of these things when you fly. I'm just going to read them out to you, some of them. It says, don't when you, and this is true, and you can look this up too. It said when you get on the plane, the one thing that annoys hostesses or in-flight attendants, I'm calling them hosties, right? I don't care what you say.
Cabin crew.
Male or female? Yeah,
cabin crews, male, that's right, non-binary, any transgender. So we'll just call them hosties, and that covers everyone. The hostie said, don't order a Diet Coke.
Why?
A Diet Coke has more bubbles in it. And you're nodding, are you?
Yes.
Why are you nodding?
Because it takes longer to pour a drink.
That's right.
What are you talking about?
It says don't order Diet Coke because it takes longer because there's more bubbles or effervescence in it and it takes longer
to settle
and it annoys them because if you've got 100 people on a plane ordering Diet Coke.
Really?
That's what she says. Oh, I think it's
what has altitude got a bit to do with
it? Yeah.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, yep.
Pressurised cabin.
Yes. So there's the first one.
You will get on and order a Diet Coke, I should imagine, next train.
I tell you what shocked me. I was on a plane the other day and someone said, could I have a Diet Coke? And they bought it back, the hostie, and the bloke who was sitting next to me said, look, I don't want to lip the glass. Could I have a straw for my Coke? And she said, why don't you roll up a 50 like everyone else does? Now, Don, that's a joke. Now, so...
do you know, hasn't Diet Coke got some type of poison in it?
Strychnine.
It's got something. Strychnine. There was a big expose done on it a couple
Anyhow,
of years ago.
She says don't order Diet Coke and it pisses off the in-flight crew. Second was when you get on, as soon as you get on the plane, the cabin crew are assessing you to see what sort of person they think you are, whether you're pissed, whether you're on drugs, whether you're going to be friendly or whether you're going to give trouble. They make an assessment. You might make an assessment of them, but they're assessing you as soon as you...
How much more of this shit have you got?
All right, give us your topics, Don. Give us something.
Okay, I was just happened to be driving around the peninsula over the past week, and the potholes have come back in the road.
Didn't
now,
we do this?
Remember,
in episode
I told
one?
You this a couple months ago. Hang on.
You're eating, got
this is a waste, and I watched who was doing it. It's an outside contractor. Why don't they fill the potholes correctly? And you could say, oh, rain. That's bullshit. They do not do a decent job in the first place. It is now dangerous.
I'm going to give our listeners a theoretical test. We won't be able to get their answer because they're listeners. Would you rather have you bang on about the potholes, which is the third week in a row you've done it, or would you like me to read out the rest of the list that the hostess says you should beware of when you travel on a plane? Don, I'm going to...
I'm driving around the peninsula. You drive from your bloody unit in Docklands down to the factory here. It's 5 minutes. The roads are in good shape. I'm driving around the peninsula. It's dangerous.
Twice a week I drive down to the peninsula.
What, on the freeway?
You didn't say which road I had to take.
Well, you would take the freeway.
Well, I'd take the freeway a certain length of the time, and then to get to the destination I'm going, I branch off the freeway and go on a man-made bitumen roads. Which
man-made?
Are in opposed to tracks that are dirt.
Oh, I see.
So, Don, I'm going to ask the theoretical question. I'm going to hope I can hear people coming through the microphone. Would everyone out there, you like to have Don bang on about the potholes, or would you like to have some more reasons why you should be wary of travelling on a plane? And now just see if we can hear anyone shouting out.
Listen.
Oh, we want to hear about the plane. Don's fucking... How long have we been? Is that about the
Yes, Jeff, I can hear Kennett. You. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, tell Don to shut the fuck up. We don't want to hear about the potholes. That was Alan
Sewell. He's dead, but he's coming back into life again.
Leish, bugs and moths. So, Don.
And Kevin Hines, I don't know where he is, but Don, he's an avid listener.
You reckon I've got Asperger's. If it's a small amount of words just trigger that small brain of yours and you go into all repeating things you've said over and over and over for months. Now,
did you watch the World Cup?
I did.
Did you? What did you? I think coaches...
You got a question?
Yeah. I'm going to make a statement. Why do the coaches of the World Cup teams under so much pressure? They lose one game... And they're sacked, or they're critical of the coach.
Do you know?
Isn't it the players out on the ground that?
Do you know what I'm going to do, Don?
What?
I'm going to take this on advisement because I want to hear your answer. But we're going to close this off now and come back.
Oh,
we're going to do that.
So, coffee time,
if you wish. But people's attention span—we like not to go.
Well, not very long.
Not very long, Don.
So you've done a survey, have you?
I've
on
done
our
a
listeners?
Survey. I've done.
How
a
do you? How you are taking into account?
I've done a survey on you.
No. You have the concentration done it. Their attention span is very limited.
You have the concentration span of a whip fly, Don. You have.
I
you
think
cannot
our listener
concentrate.
In Israel will be very disappointed. You saying he hasn't got a very long attention span.
Our listener in Israel?
Yes.
Well, I'm not saying him specifically. I'm generally saying the rank and file don't have an attention span
so
longer.
So that's the audience we're...
Yeah, the rank and file. Who do you think we're speaking to? Who do you think we're speaking to?
Oh, I thought intellectuals. People who've got that
Shane
ability.
Crawford?
Do you remember Shane rang me up and said... Do you remember when we met the cast of...
Yeah, what was that hotel?
And Shane invited them out on my boat.
No, you invited them out.
He said they'd
No,
like...
No, you invited them out. Oh. Don't put it on Shane. He said, is he feeding you? I said, yeah, you've got to take him up. He'll take you out.
Shane, when you were sitting on your ass remote from everyone and
you
not
said
and being
Monday,
antisocial...
You worked it out on a Monday.
I heard him
got a
say
show.
To the man and his husband man. Who... The man and his husband who were part of the team, the bloke who was married to his husband, you would know there, he said, Sam's got a boat, maybe he'll take you out on it. And I said, I'd be delighted. Yeah. So anyhow, to cut a long story short.
Are you going?
To cut a long story short, Shane rang me and he said, gave me a date. And I said, the only date that he gave me I wasn't able to, so we're trying to get a date where I can take the cast of Joseph and
Who
the
Technicolor. Who else are you inviting?
Joseph and the technical, amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
You're inviting those other friends of yours who go out in the boat and cause havoc?
Ricky and Warwick. And they won't be coming on the Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. They won't be on the same boat as the cast from... So Shane and I...
Are you going to captain it, or are you going to be the entertainment officer? Who's going to drive the boat?
Well, all of the above, Don.
Drive the boat. Well, you can't be the entertaining officer as well as the captain.
They don't need to be entertained.
Yes,
they come out on the boat.
You're very good. As soon as you get an audience, you light up. You're a different person. I saw you when you met the cast. Listen, you were grumpy, even Fiona. Gee, doesn't he change? I said, he's got an audience.
Because I'm sociable, Don.
No, you're not. You need an audience. Fiona even remarked upon it.
Well, what is supposed to...
She said, isn't he a grumpy old man? I said, you wait till the cars come across.
That's right,
change.
Because if you think I'm going to light up and fire up with speaking
with
to you,
and
who
Fiona,
are possibly
you were rude
the
to
most
Fiona.
Boring, austere, clinical, fucking introverted clown I've ever met, if you think I'm going to fire up for you and waste all my good stuff on you, you got another thing coming.
But I've heard it all.
That's why I don't bother
yeah,
with you.
You got a new audience and away you go.
We went to that venue after it. You sat about 5 metres away from everyone while I was saying, hello, it was great. Yes, you're terrific and this is your husband yeah, and
you're
a
star.
What?
And you're taking
a star.
You're photographs.
A star.
Geez, you were doing selfies.
I didn't. I wasn't doing selfies.
Yes, you
selfies.
Do. You were
I wasn't doing
bloody,
selfies,
you were in
Don.
A world
please.
Of your own.
I'm happy for you to use hyperbole when you speak to me.
Hyperbole?
Do you know what hyperbole means?
No.
I'll look it up.
Oh, hyperbole means exaggeration, Don. You fucking... I might as well be speaking to a...
I want a coffee.
Fucking insect.
I want a coffee.
Hit the button, boss.
Hit the button.
I'm open around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you